Here comes the time of scripture reading. Please open your Bible to Jude, verse 20 to 23. 请大家打开圣经。今日经文是在犹大书第20到23节，是我们教会圣经中文圣经1867页。
我们是读和合本那边。
We will read together in Chinese first, and then we read together in English. 我们一起用中文去读和合本那边四节的经文，跟着用英文一起去读。犹大书第二十节，如果大家找到的时候，大家一起请。
亲爱的弟兄啊，
你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告，保守自己常在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。有些人存疑心，你们要怜悯他们；有些人你们要从火中抢出来，搭救他们；有些人你们要存惧怕的心怜悯他们。连那被情欲沾染的衣服也当厌恶。Let's read together in English. Verse 20, together please. But you, dear friends, build yourselves up in your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. Be merciful to those who doubt. Snatch others from the fire and save them.To others, show mercy, mixed with fear, hating even the clothing stained by corrupted flesh. 今天我们很高兴有冯牧师在我们当中正道。We are very happy to have Pastor Feng to be with us today.
好欢迎同各位的见面。在我未讲到之前呢，我有一位弟兄，王弟兄，是我们教会的大家的朋友。他今天有一个特别的分享，我相信你们会很有兴趣。听嘅王弟兄，我哋叫王校长，因为佢教育喺教育部做过好多年噶啦，好有经验。咁就话佢讲嘢嘅时候咧，我哋都侧耳恭听嘅。好啊，而家请好。
We have a wonderful Pastor Feng's church to give us a sharing a testimony today.
Hi, my name is Ovid.
我名叫Ovid。
And I have a confession to make.
我今日要同大家做一个嚟到见证同埋分享。
People say that I'm not very good in directions.
好多人话我嘅方向感系非常之差嘅。
And some might say I don't even have any sense of directions.
有人甚至话我系根本系冇方向感嘅。
And fortunately, this is only about road directions.
慶幸的只是在道路上的方便。
So when I go from place A to place B, I have trouble.
所以我由一點去到另外一個地方的時候，我是非常之艱難的。
And fortunately, now we have a lot of electronic devices.
好慶幸現在有很多機械的方的東西幫助我們。
And I'm sure that most of you are familiar with GPS.
很多人都是知道衛星導航這件事。
So wherever I go, especially when I go to a place that I'm not familiar with, I'll rely heavily on the use of the GPS.
去個地方，特別係唔熟悉嘅地方，我就係好需要用衛星導航嚟幫助我。
It's very user friendly.
係非常容易用嘅。
You just plug in the address and it will direct you with a visual map.
你擺個地址上去，佢就會講你聽點樣去點樣走啦。
And this will also tell you how to go from left turn, right turn, and what street, and all kind of good directions.
佢係好清楚咁講你聽喺邊條街係點樣轉法。
So the GPS is a very good guiding tool.
咁衛星導航係一個好好嘅一個指導你方向嘅物件。
Now let me talk about another guiding tool.
咁我想同大家分享另外一個另外嘅導航嘅物件。
A lot of traditional Chinese they use a book they call it the yearly almanac。
好多中國人都係用通勝嚟到 指示方向。
And they go through the pages to find out what's the best day to do this and what's the best date to do that.
我哋就參考裏邊係幾時，應該幾時係嚟到做乜嘢。
And unfortunately, they also have some elements of superstition.
好冇錯嘅，裏邊都係有好多迷信，導人迷信嘅嘢。
But this is yet another guiding tool.
呢個係一個另外一個指示方向嘅物件。
Which is kind of different from the GPS, of course.
同衛星導航當然係有一啲嘅分別。
And then as a Christian,
作為一個基督徒
，I have another guiding tool that I recommend to a lot of people.
我有個另外一個導航嘅物件係可以介紹俾好多人。
The Bible has a lot of messages.
聖經裏邊有好多嘅信息。
But in essence, this is the one that I like to share with everyone.
最終想話我呢一樣係想同大家嚟分享。
Because that to me is the essence of the Bible.
呢個就係聖經嘅中心點。
Regardless of how many pages, how many chapters, and how many verses you read.
無論你係睇到幾多節嘅經文。
So I'll read that to you in English. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life.
我現在告訴你這，以神嘅名告訴你這。是约翰一书一章十三节，咁样话：我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。
So to me, this is the ultimate guiding tool.
呢个系最终嘅导航器。
So this is my slide, my last slide.
又系我哋最后要睇嘅一页嘅图片。
In your life and in my life, we have a lot of tools guiding us.
在你和我的生命当中有很多导航器。
We also have a lot of friends telling us, you know, how giving us advice.
也有很多朋友给很多意见我们。
But we have to be very careful.
但我们需要很小心。
Some we can follow.
有很多我们可以跟随的。
Some we cannot follow.
有一些我们是不可以。
I can tell you this much.
我可以講呢啲俾你聽。
That for the GPS and for the yearly almanac,
無論係衛星導航或者通勝。
The moment you take your last breath,
當你喺世上最後一口氣嘅時候
，they will become useless.
佢會兩樣嘢都係會變得冇用。
And only the Bible can guide you.
唯有聖經可以嚟到指導你。
From now until eternity.
由而家至到永恆。
And that's my sharing.
呢個就係我對大家嘅分享。
多謝黃弟兄為我預備咗呢個嘅 introduction。今日我想。同各位要讲到咧，个题目咧就系话作个真理嘅勇士。
Thank you for the introduction for our sermon today, and the sermon topic today is be a warrior of the truth.
你知唔知道 GPS 都系可以译做 God's position service 啊？
卫星导航 GPS 亦都可以亦都是神的指示器。
我们究竟活在一个什么世代呢？
What kind of age are we living in today?
有不同的人有不同的看法。
Different people has different meanings.
但一个很明显的事实呢，刚才黄弟提到说我哋有好多 electronic 啲電子嘅設備，呢個世代係好多電子嘅設備同埋好多嘅用法。
As Brother Wang shared with us, at our age there are a lot of electronics that guide us.
所以我哋話咧，我哋而家呢個世代叫做 E 世代，即係 electronic 嘅 generation。
We're saying this is the E age, the electronic generation。
師母同我兩個都超過七十歲啦。
Me and my wife are over 70s。
但而家仲係學緊電腦。
We're still learning about computer。
因為你唔識咧，就有好多唔方便啊。
It is very inconvenient if you don't know them。
所以一定要學識呢個 E 世代嘅好多嘅電子嘅嘢。
So you must learn a lot about the electronics of this age。
你摸你自己，個個都有個手機啦，嚇，啊，有個 pager 啦。
Everybody has a cell phone or a pager today。
我都三件啦，已經嗱三件啦。
I have two electronics in on my body today。
咁 E 世代嘅人有咩特色咧？
What's the obvious thing about the E generation?
What the characteristic of the E generation? 嗱，第一個特色咧，就係
the first character
就係 electronic， 大家都知嘅。
It's about the electronic, and as everybody knows，
好多 electronic 嘅嘢，譬如話電郵啦，大家知道 email 啦。
Everybody knows about email.
你知唔知有網絡禮拜 web service?
And everybody has some kind of web service.
仲有電子嘅聖經。
And electronic Bible.
青年最用嘅而家叫 Facebook 啦。
And all the kids are using Facebook today.
有 YouTube 啦。
And everybody is
using YouTube. 有 Fax 啦，有 iPod 啦。
And also,
你可以盡量數，仲有好多嘢。
And all kinds of electronics that you can name。
但依世代嘅人有第二個特點係咩咧
？What's the second characteristic of the E generation？
係好 emotional 嘅。
They are very emotional。
可能係比較後生啲嗰代。
It may be the younger generation。
呢個 emotion 就包括咩咧？好容易發嬲，亦都好容易喊嘅。
The emotions include they're easy to anger and easy to cry。
他一不合他心意的時候呢，他就大叫，有時出走，有時自殺。
And if anything goes against them, they would cry, they would yell, and even commit suicide.
因為他很動，容易動情感，所以搞了很多的未婚媽媽。
Because they are so, the emotion is so unstable, there are lack of unwed moms.
在家裡很難跟父母相處。
And it's difficult for them to deal with their parents at home。
呢個世代因為太過動情感啦，亦都係好容易離婚。
And because there's that of the emotional stage that divorce is prevalent today。
第三個特點咧，就係好自我中心嘅。
And the third characteristic is they are egocentric。
最緊要睇到自己合唔合我心意，好緊要呢樣嘢。
Everything is according to themselves。
別人點樣睇我唔緊要。
It doesn't matter how others look at me。
我中意戴耳環，我中意穿公嘅鼻，我中意條脷整粒嘢係我嘅事，你唔管得我。
If I have piercing on my ears, my nose, and my tongue, that's my thing。
只要我中意，有乜嘢唔得啊
？I can do whatever I want。
想做就去做。
Whatever I want to do, I'll do it.
第四個特點咩咧
？And the third characteristic is
就好苛求嘅。
They are exaggerant.
所謂苛求乜嘢咧？佢哋好中意形象嘅包裝。
They like to package themselves.
好重視特色或者特點嘅外表。
And they want to be different from others.
如果有任何嘅特別嘅專長咧？譬如話，好似 YouTube 呢件呢個電子為例咧
，and whatever they can do as for example, they can on YouTube。
只要你長得夠 tough、夠帥，又夠呢個嘅夠美、夠 cool， 咁就搞掂噶啦。咁佢得到啲網友嘅擁護你噶啦。
If you're good looking or very cool, you'll be popular in the web。
喺依世代嘅人，佢哋有衝勁。但係冇乜幹勁。
For the E generation, they will move forward really fast, but they don't last long.
佢哋有好多嘅想法。
They have a lot of thoughts.
但係冇辦法。
But they don't know how to deal with things.
佢哋好懂得責備人。
They know how to point out others' faults.
但係佢哋唔識得負責任。
But they don't know how to take responsibility.
佢哋創意十足，好 creative， 但係咧冇創造力。
They are very creative, but they cannot create things.
依世代嘅人特點仲有就係咩咧？好多嘅知識，但係好缺乏智慧。
And that this generation has a lack of knowledge, but lacks wisdom.
呢個係可惜嘅。
This is not such a poor state.
智慧嘅來源唔係靠通勝，亦都唔係靠 GPS， 但係頭先聽過啦，係靠神嘅説話。
And the wisdom does not come from GPS or the Chinese almanac, but from the words of God.
耶利米先知講嗰句説話：當一個人離開神嘅説話，還有什麼智慧呢？
As Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah said, when you are away apart from God, what kind of wisdom would you have?
在美國
in America,
能夠十個人當中只有一個人能夠知道十條戒命而已。
Only one out of ten people can recite the Ten Commandments.
40% 的人呢只是知道五条或者甚至少过五条的十条诫命。
And 40% of the people can recite five or less of the Ten Commandments.
所以今天美国到一个地步，家庭破碎，道德这个的混乱，就因为美国政府学校的人都将十诫抌了，不要十诫。
The America has become the state today with a permanent of divorce and family problems. It's because the government is getting away from God and the commandments.
耶稣基督的兄弟犹大呢，就看到当时代教会里面有很多假先知、假牧师，他就看见个情形呢，他不得不要写这封信犹大书。
And Jude, the brother of Jesus, can see that in the church of his day, there are a lack of false prophets and false teachers, and that's why he has to write this book.
因为他们的教训、他们的指导，叫很多人离开神、离开圣经，过一个很痛苦的生活。
Because what their false teachers has taught was to lead people away from God, and that led to a poor life.
刚才我们所读的段圣经，犹大鼓励他们，一定要在真道上要建立自己，要做一个真理的勇士。
The passage that we have just read.And commands his people to follow God's word in truth.
咁先能够可以应付佢哋所面对嘅困难。
And that's the only way to face their problems.
你有圣经嘅，可以睇翻下刚才所读嘅喺犹大书第二十节到二十一节嗰度话：我亲爱弟兄啊，你哋要在真道上造就自己。
Let's turn back to the passage, verse 20.Dear friends, build yourselves up in the most holy faith.
怎样在真道上来建立自己、造就自己呢？第一样就话我哋对神嘅说话有一个要睇得重要。
And how do we build up the truth in our faith? That is to treasure God's word.
我好欢喜诗篇第十九篇嗰度就讲到神嘅三个见证。
In Psalm 19, it shows us three testimonies of God.
第一就先讲天地之间嘅创造系神嘅见证，话俾听有个神嘅存在。
It tells us of the creation of this universe that tells God's creations.
第二咧就系佢说话律法系见证神佢嘅道德标准系点样。
And the second is give us God's word and God's morality.
第三就讲到良心。神对我们的良心讲说话，以致我们不会犯大罪。
And the third is reaching to our hearts so that we will not sin against God.
神的律法对于神的子民就好像太阳对于万物一样那么重要。
The law of God is like the sun, it is important to everything.
因为万物要靠太阳来维系它，因为太阳会带给我们亮光，带给我们温暖，带给我们生命。
Every creature needs the sunlight in order to sustain life.
咁先会成长。
That's the only way to grow.
所以圣经对我哋嚟讲咧，一样咁紧要。
That's the same as the Bible as important to us.
圣经本质，圣经话佢系全备同埋洁净嘅。
It tells us the words of the passage, the Bible,
perfect and pure.
Perfect and pure.
所以咁嚟幫助我哋過個敬虔同埋聖潔嘅生活。
It helps us to live a righteous and truthful life.
佢又話聖經嘅説話係能夠叫我哋眼睛明亮。佢意思點解咧？叫我哋有分辨力。
The Bible tells us to have a clear eye, and that is to tell the truth. How to tell the truth?
佢又話神嘅説話咧係全然公義又係真實嘅，我哋珍藏佢，好似睇佢好似好多嘅精金一樣。
And tell us the worth of life is like pure gold.
其實我哋每一個愛聖經嘅人都係百萬富翁。
So that everybody who loves the Bible are millionaires.
因為佢度話佢比許多嘅精金都可羨慕。
Because it's purer than gold.
如果你今日去到呢個紐約嘅華爾街喺度大聲叫，聖經比你哋嘅股票比美利嘅金條仲有意思，仲有價值，啲人笑你話你傻嘅。
You see, were to go to Wall Street today and yell out the words of the Bible is worth more than your stocks and your bonds, people would laugh at you.
但係當你知道聖經嘅寶貴，又肯讀聖經嘅時候，你知道聖經對我哋實在一生人唔單止今生、來生都俾我哋有個最好嘅引導、最好嘅供給同埋最好嘅指示。
But if you know how precious the Bible is, you will know how it will give us guidance not only in this life but in our eternal life.
我記得有次我喺呢個嘅 WMBI， 大家知道係穆迪嘅電台，就係採訪一個嘅羅馬尼亞嘅牧師。
I heard on WMBI this interviewing a pastor from Romania.
當羅馬尼亞就係共產黨管理嘅，就仲統治嘅時候咧。
When Romania was still in communist, still under communist rule.
呢個羅馬尼亞嘅牧師當時係年青人，就派佢去守住國家邊界，即係而家我哋嗰個所謂對住美國同墨西哥嗰啲叫邊防軍啦，所謂。
When this pastor was young, he was a border guard at Romania.
上司就話嗱，你哋呢班邊防兵記住三件事，千祈唔好俾佢入境。
And his orders were, they have three orders for the border guy. First is, do not let anyone enter into this country.
第一件，唔好俾佢有帶軍火入嚟，即係槍械入嚟。
Do not let anyone bring arms into across the border.
第二，唔好俾佢帶火藥入嚟。
And do not let them bring explosives into our walk.
第三，唔准用带圣经入嚟。
And the third is do not let anyone bring Bibles into this border.
咁呢个青年人即系收尾做咗牧师啦。呢个人就话唔俾枪械、唔俾火药入境，我明白呢个真系唔系好嘅事。
This young man thought to himself, I can understand.You shouldn't let anyone bring guns and explosives into this country.
但是聖經為什麼會是危險物品呢？我就不明白了。
But I don't understand how a Bible can be dangerous to us.
後來他一直想這個問題。
And this thought has kept up with him all this time.
他就發覺他的媽媽是基督徒，他就偷偷地看到那本聖經。
Later on he found out his mother is a Christian and he found a Bible.
当他看到圣经之后，读到圣经之后，整个人被神改变了。
After he read the Bible, his life has changed.
现在他是罗马尼亚一间 mega church 的牧师。
Yes, right now he's the pastor at a mega church in Romania.
还有他自己的电台，每日的广播福音。
And he has his own broadcast for the gospel.
共产党好怕圣经，因为圣经能够改变人心，俾人识得真理，真理就叫佢得自由。
Communist Party is really afraid of the Bible because the Bible would set people free。
我哋对圣经嘅明白咧，唔系单单我哋当小说啊，当普通嘅一个嘅一本书咁读，系需要圣灵教导我哋先明白嘅。
For us, the Bible is not just another book or novel. It is, we need the Spirit in order to teach us how to understand it.
所以聖靈教導好緊要。當耶穌離開未離誒就快升天之前咧，耶穌就話喺約翰十四章第二十六節嗰度話咧，佢聖靈嚟咧就會點啊？指教你哋，同埋提醒你哋我所講嘅説話。有兩個工作，聖靈嚟要教導我哋嘅。
The Holy Spirit is so important as Jesus is about to depart this world. He's teaching us there are two things the Holy Spirit will teach us.
如果我哋讀聖經單單靠自己嘅聰明，靠自己嘅教育咧，係真係睇唔懂，唔知講乜。
If we only use our own wisdom and our own knowledge to read the Bible, it is not enough for us to understand.
但聖靈嚟光照我哋咧，我知道呢節聖經嘅含義係乜嘢，我哋明白啦。
But as the Holy Spirit will shine on us, we will understand what the passage means.
第二咧，聖靈嚟提醒我哋記得耶穌講過説話，即係所有從神嚟嘅真理，我哋唔記得，但聖靈會提醒我哋，會記得佢講過咩説話。
And the Holy Spirit will remind us what Jesus has said. We may not remember anything, but the Holy Spirit will remind us of the passage.
尼哥底母係一個好有宗教知識嘅人。
Nicodemus is a very knowledgeable man.
他對舊約很熟。
He knows the Old Testament very well.
但是他就不知道一個人要進入神的國，一定要被聖靈所重生，他就不識了。
But he didn't know you have to go through the Holy Spirit in order to be rebirthed.
所以耶穌提醒他，你必須重生。
That's why Jesus tell them you have to be born again.
唔单止圣灵教导我哋，我哋对神嘅说话嘅熟悉咧，仲要花时间去读嘅。
And not just the Holy Spirit, but we need to spend time in order to read the Bible.
有几多人读过诗篇第一篇嘅？请你举手。
Whoever have read Psalm chapter one.
啊，都有成半人。诗篇第一篇系讲乜嘢咧？嗰篇就叫做咩啊？嗰篇诗叫人生之诗啊嘛。
And the first psalm is the psalm of life.
或者是一个有福的人生，又可以称为。
Or a blessed life.
咁呢篇诗篇里边有一句说话好紧要嘅话，如果你做一个有福人咧，就喺第二节嗰度话啦，为喜爱耶华嘅律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
And verse two is told us, but his delight is in the law of the Lord.And on his law, he meditate day and night.
我哋喺呢世代，有好多人都唔着重睇圣经。
In the new generation, a lot of people have just lost interest in reading the Bible.
我想问下你，我哋当中有几多个人屋企冇圣经嘅
？I want to ask you, how many of you does not have a Bible in your home?
哦，即系个个都有，系咪啊？
Has
超过一本圣经以上的有几多人？超过一本圣经以上的
How many has more than one Bible？
啊，三分二的人。
About two thirds of the people。
系啊，非常好。
Very good。
我记得一个牧师讲，佢话若果美国的人将所有的圣经大家拎出嚟，一齐吹圣经面上的尘咧，美国有一个大的 dust storm。
And when my pastor once said, if you gather all the Bibles in America and you blow on it, it will create a dust storm in here.
根据这个 Kaiser Family Foundation 经过十年的 研究呢，他透露十年来的调查结果是什么呢？他就发觉这个这世代的人呢是怎样使用他的时间。
After a 10-year study by the Kaiser Foundation, now they found out something about the E generation.
他們花在電子上的時間呢，至少八個小時，最少的了。
And they spend at least 8 hours a day on electronics.
他玩電子遊戲和上網呢，佔了3.5小時。
Yes, they spend 3.5 hours online or playing electronic games.
聆听音乐咧，2.5小时。
2.5 hours listening to music。
尤其有 iPod 啦，有 iPhone 啊，嗰啲人咧就会有，你知道讲乜嘢啦。
If you have
仲有咧， 短信 texting 啊，同埋呢个嘅啊，或者系 email 之类咧，同人哋聊天咧，就讲即系倾闲话咧，一个半小时。
And they spend about hour and a half in texting or messaging or emailing。
用手机咧半个小时。
About half an hour on the cell phone。
但系睇传统嘅书报啊、报纸啊、书籍咧，只系38分钟。
Only about 38 minutes within the traditional newspaper or books.
我哋问下我哋自己，我哋有两，尤其是超过一本圣经嘅人，我哋有多少时间会花时间睇神嘅说话？根据天上嘅 GPS 嚟做我哋做人做事，对神对人，我哋会唔会根据神嘅说话嚟做咧？
And for those who have Bibles, how much time do you spend on reading it? And how much time do you spend on getting the instruction from our Heavenly Father?
在这段圣经里面的第二段呢，他就讲到什么？第26至27节那里说，在圣灵里祷告，叫我们不单止读神的说话，还跟着在圣灵里面祷告。
And the second thing he tells us is to be praying in the Spirit.
究竟什么叫圣灵里祷告呢？我们难道平时祈祷不是圣灵里祷告吗？
What does it mean by praying in the spirit? Does it mean our prayers are not in the spirit?
根据罗马书第八章那里记载呢，在圣灵里祷告的是八章26至27节那里说呢，圣灵的祷告在圣灵祷告是叹息的祈祷。
According to Romans chapter 8 verse 27 to 27, a prayer is a prayer inside.
In groaning.
In groaning.
In sighing. 那圣灵点解会叹息呢？
Why is the spirit in groaning?
佢为乜嘢事叹息祈祷呢？
For what does he groan?
圣灵嘅叹息祈祷有三样事，佢经常叹息，觉得好重要嘅。
There are three things. He groans and sighs.
圣灵都是跟耶稣基督的心一样，为罪人的得救他叹息，他真的希望更多的人能够接受主耶稣做救主。
The Holy Spirit inside for us, for us to get to know Jesus.
第二，圣灵的叹息就是当看见教会纷争不同心的时候，圣灵在这里光灵在这里叹息，希望他们能够合一，所以圣灵为教会的合一在叹息，在祈祷。
The Holy Spirit sighs and groans when the church is growing apart.
保罗都叫我们说保守圣灵所致合而为一的心。
And Paul told us to be one in the Spirit.
第三样东西，圣灵叹息祈祷就是因为他希望神的国度扩张，看见神的国度不扩张的时候，圣灵都很心急。
And the Spirit wants the kingdom of God to grow. When it is not growing, the Spirit sighs.
因为神是愿意万人得救，圣经都叫我们要先求神的国和祂的义，希望神的国度能够扩张，多些人进入神的国度。
Because God wants everybody to be saved, and such to seek ye first the kingdom of God.
所以如果我们祈祷的时候，
so as when we pray,
我们是不是有好像圣灵的叹息那种的心态来祈祷呢？
Are we as the spirit and that we sigh and groan?
为未得救的亲戚朋友来叹息。
Do we sigh for the friends and relatives who has not come to save?
为教会、教会同工或者朋友之间大家的不同心来叹息。
And if our churchleadership or the church is growing apart, do we sign?
为教会的差传，为什么没人去做宣教士，或者为什么不肯支持宣教士，要为这些来叹息祈祷？
Do we sign when our mission field is not working?
这样的叹息祈祷就在圣灵里面祈祷。
And those signs are prayers in spirit.
但是今天有很多人的祈祷呢，就可能跟那些拜偶像、看通圣那些人的祈祷一样，是自己的，为自己的。
But today a lot of people pray as those who worship idols, and we were praying for ourselves.
佢哋嘅祈祷可能天花板都唔过得去嘅。
The prayer may not even go, reach the ceiling.
你知唔知好多美国人祈祷点啊？求神祝福。
A lot of people in my African praying today is to ask for God's blessing.
求神祝我这四个，咪妈咪同嗰两个细路啦。
Bless the four members of our family.
Oh God, bless us four, 即系我哋四个 ，and no others. Is that so? 系咁啦。所以我将佢译为中文咧，就话求神祝福我这四个，并无他人，就系咁多。阿门，系咁多。
And that's just how a lot of people praise.
呢啲嘅祈祷唔系喺圣灵嘅叹息嘅祈祷。
Those are not signing with the spirit, in praying.
圣灵嘅祈祷仲有一样嘢就话，因为圣灵明白神嘅旨意，所以我哋祈祷时候要求圣灵帮助我哋照着神嘅旨意去祈祷。
And the praying in spirit is praying in according to God's will and to understand God's will.
有人研究过95%神嘅旨意喺晒圣经嗰度，好清楚写住喺入边。
According to some study, 90% of God's will is recorded in the Bible.
我举两个例子出嚟，你一讲你就明噶啦。个神愿意万人得救，明白真道，系咪？神嘅旨意就愿意万人得救，明白真道。
And I give you two examples, so you will understand. God's will is to have everybody to be saved.
第二咧，常常喜乐，凡事谢恩。不住的祷告，这个是在神在基督耶稣里面向你所定的旨意，又很清楚在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十六至十八节那里记载的。
Another God's will is going through Jesus and has he tell us
rejoice always.
Be rejoice always.
Give thanks in every circumstance.
Give thanks in every circumstance.
Prayer without ceasing. 这三样就是神的旨意想我们做的。
And these are the things that God wants us to do.
第三样是什么呢？教我们说常在神的爱中。
And the third thing is living in God's word constantly.
我们真的需要时常在神的爱里面生活。
We have to live in God's word always.
在约翰十三章第一节那里说，神爱世间属自己人就爱他到底，神的爱是真的不会改变的。
And God's love never ceasing and never change.
我哋睇耶稣讲浪子嘅故事，我哋睇到神对我哋天父对我哋爱系几咁嘅真实，几咁嘅肯定。
And God in Jesus, parable of the lost son would show us how God has loved us.
嗰度记载话咧，系嗰个爸爸先睇到个浪子先嘅。
And the parable is.And the father first is the father who saw the son first.
是个爸爸自己亲自开始跑去迎接那个浪子。
It's the father who went after the son.
是那个爸爸是最先是他揽着个浪子不断地来亲嘴，不断地亲嘴。
It is the father who first went to his son and embraced him and kissed him.
你想想这个浪子看猪的嗰陣豬嘅味道，嗰種嘅污糟邋遢嘅味道，但係個爸爸都唔記得，只係話呢個係我個仔，我要愛佢。
And think of that, his father never even realized how dirty and how smell his son. His son is after he was taking care of the pigs.
神都唔理我哋，我哋都犯好多嘅罪，但係神愛我哋話，用永遠嘅愛嚟愛我哋，用佢慈愛吸引我哋，呢個係神嘅愛。
God never sees our sins, but He loves us with His everlasting love.
但是人间的爱呢，常都改变的。
But the love of this world is constantly changing.
我有一句说话是依世代的人很兴的，有句说话呢，不在乎天长地久，只在乎我曾拥有，是吗？有没有唱过这首歌啊？
The new generation has this saying,It doesn't matter if I lost it, but it's better just to have it once.
呢啲就係現在人間嘅愛係好化學嘅。
That's how That's how this world's love is.
当两个人热情，当两个人热恋嘅时候咧，就话猛叫 honey，honey。
And there are lack of sweet words when they are in infatuation.
当两个闹交掟煲嘅时候咧，我恨你，我恨你。
And they were saying, "I hate you" when they are breaking up.
哇！当大家啱新婚嘅时候，哦 ，darling 前 ，darling 后。
And lots of sweet words in during the honeymoon.
都唔够五年咧，就话打你，两个打交打你。
And constantly fighting, not even after 5 years of marriage.
呢个就系人间嘅爱，经常喺度变，同埋靠唔住。
And that's how this world, the love of this world can be changed.
有次夏娃就问亚当。
This time Eve asked Adam.
亚当 ，Do you love me？ 你爱唔爱我啊
？Yes, yes. Do you love me, Adam？
亚当望下周围 ，Who else？ 仲有边个
？And Adam,
you're the only one.
And Adam just look around and go, "Who else can I love？"
可能，但系而家咧又唔系咯。平均一个男仔喺美国嘅男仔同十五个女仔嘅拍拖先选择一个。
But not today in America.A young man would date about 15 girls.
人间嘅爱真系好化学同埋好靠唔住。
That's how unreliable the world's love is.
最收尾咧系咩咧？就系真理勇士嘅使命。
At last, what is the mission of the world? We have the truth.
我哋有神嘅说话装备咗我哋。
We have God's word to empower us.
我哋识点样？在圣灵里面祈祷
We know how to pray in the spirit.
我们知道如何能够生活在神的爱里面
We know how to live in God's love.
但是神从来都没有叫我们一味是自满自足的
But God never tell us to be self-sufficient.
时常都有一个命令有一个工作要给我们跟从基督的人去做的
There's always a command and a mission for God's people to do.
耶稣多次提醒门徒话：你哋白白得嚟嘅，你要白白施出去。
Jesus always remind his disciples, whatever you receive, you must give.
我哋究竟我使命帮做啲乜嘢咧
？What is our mission?
第一，我哋有个怜悯嗰啲怀疑嘅人。
We have to have compassion for the doubters.
有好多人。不信主因为他不明白亦都是很多怀疑神 的作为
A lot of people does not come to Jesus because they have a lot of doubts and a lot of things that they don't understand
我多年前呢我就跟两个慕道学生去探访那些中国学者1985年的时候
Years ago in 1985 I was I'm doing visiting with two Moody students.
当呢两个慕道生对一个嘅中学者，因为佢曾经嚟过教会，同佢讲道嘅时候
，and the students went to visit a scholar from China.
咁另外一个中国学者咧就行出嚟啦，佢冇神嘅，啲讲神嗰啲含埋啲迷信嘅嘢，冇神嘅。
And during the visit, another scholar from China came out and proclaimed, "There's no such thing as God."All these are just superstitious.
佢哋睇，若果有神嘅存在，我想去唐人街买啲用品，有冇人车我去？我想做啲乜嘢，有冇人帮我？神喺边度啊
？If there's a God, how come whenever I need help, there's no one to help me?
我即刻同佢讲，我系尹先生，我就系上帝差嚟嘅使者，我听日车你去唐人街买嘢，上帝叫我嚟啊！
So immediately I told him, I'm the ambassador from God. Tomorrow I'm going to drive you to Chinatown and buy everything.
咁第一咧，我真系去车佢去唐人街买嘢，因为佢用具啊好多嘢佢都冇。
And so the next day I drove him around and buy all everything that he needs.
先请佢饮茶先。
And went to dim sum with him.
跟住帮佢买砧板、买刀、买碗、买碟。
And then buy.Help him to buy all these utensils.
买之后咧，我话全部系 free， 你唔使俾钱，我同你出。
And then I told him all these are free because I'm going to pay for you.
你谂唔到十五年后咧
？And you never believe after 15 years.
有日我收到个电话喺 office 收电话。
I got a phone call from him in my office.
佢呢度系咪中华友爱教会啊
？Is this the Grace Church？
我是那个服务师还生不生在这里、啊、
And he, I said yes and then he said is Weapon Fung still alive
我就是了我 I'm still alive
and from, he is and I am him
哦、oh, 我很记得你十五年前你怎么帮我我最近在纽约那个叫中国学者杂志那里写一篇关于你的文章那个文章叫做呢我记忆中的服务师他以为我死了所以我记忆中的服务师
and I told him I remember you well and I just wrote an article in New York in the Chinese Scholar magazine say, I thought you were dead so I, the title was In Memory of Weapon Fung
well, thank God I'm still alive
and go thank God I'm still alive
那些怀疑的人我们要可怜帮助他们
those who are in doubt we have to have compassion and help them
就搭救那些在火中的人
and the second is to help those who are in the fire
今天很多人被情欲的火来焚烧被色情的火来焚烧
there are a lot of people are in the fire of pornography
美国有一个名字叫做什么 the porn nation
and
pornography people, nation 就是说
some people call the USA the porn nation
很多人都受这些情欲的火来焚烧
A lot of people are in the fire of pornography.
这些人需要我们去劝解他帮助他
We need to help those people.
我不知道有多少人就记得个 Ted Bundy 这件事
I don't know whoever among you can still remember Ted Bundy.
他就十二岁的时候在邻居垃圾桶看到一本 Playboy magazine 有一个花花公子的杂志
When he was 12, he found it He found a Playboy magazine in his neighbor's trash.
咦，从嗰日开始就中咗毒啦，一路咁追上去，甚至杀咗十几个女人、女仔。佢就咁样，就因为要寻刺激。
From that point on, he got progressively worse and addicted. At the end, he has killed a total of 13 girls.
最收尾佢自己认罪同埋要求死刑。
So he confessed his crimes and requested the penalty of death.
呢啲喺火里边嘅人，我哋需要拯救嘅。
So we need to help those who are amid the fire, amid those in those fire.
第三样嘢咧，就系点咧？远避情欲嘅行为。
Third is to distance ourselves from the lustful behavior.
呢个地方衣服咧，系圣经嘅意思，系代表人嘅行为喺。启示录第三章第四节，启示录三章第四节嗰度点样讲咧？佢话你哋有当中有几名系未曾污染自己衣服嘅，佢哋要穿白衣与我同行。呢个系圣经里边耶稣向其中一间教会所讲嘅说话。启示录三章第四节。
And in Revelation chapter 3 verse 4, it tells us.Yet you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes. They will walk with me dressed in white, for they are worthy.
圣经说神是圣洁的，所以我们都要圣洁。
Because God, the Bible tells us God is holy, and that's why we have to be holy.
我们圣洁就是我们的行为能够照圣经所讲的过一个洁净的生活的时候呢我们就可以与主同行
and to be holy is to follow the Bible and to walk with Jesus
不怪之耶稣基督教我们主祷文的时候呢什么呢求你不要叫我们遇见试探救我们出来凶恶这个世界里面社会里面就很多这些陷阱是叫我们犯罪叫我们污秽的
that's why in the Lord's Prayer tells us to pray to not lead us into temptation but away from evil
在结束的时候
and in conclusion
怎样做一个真理的勇士呢
how to be a warrior of truth
有两件事我们就学的第一件事
and there are two things and the first is
最基本的训练是我们要知道基督教的三个文献
and the three basic trainings for us we have to know about the threewritings of about Christianity
这三个文献呢我相信大家都听过就算你不背出第一个就是什么呢使徒信经有几个人懂背使徒信经的
and the
Apostolic Creed
And the first of this fundamental
Apostle,
is
Apostles Creed.
Is the first
使徒信經,
is the Apostles Creed.
有幾多個識背㗎?
How many of you can, has recited this?
嗰度地方話俾你聽, 整個基督教信仰嘅結晶喺曬嗰個使徒信經度, 喺你聖詩後邊有嘅。
And that is the essence of our Christianity.
嗰度話我信聖父上帝, 我信耶穌, 神嘅兒子點樣降世。 有我信聖靈大而聖功的教會那個是我們每個人都要認識和知道我們信什麼
Every Christian has to know about this is tell us how we have to believe in our Lord Father and the birth of our Jesus and of Jesus Christ through the virgin womb and the Holy Spirit's teaching
那就告訴你信什麼 第二呢,十戒
And the second is the Ten Commandments
就是知道 神的道德標準是怎樣?
It will tell us the morality of God.
有多少人能念到十戒出來的?
How many of you can recite that, all Ten Commandments?
難怪Kaiser法律師說, 能夠念到五條的呢, 是 only 40%.
No wonder the Kaiser Foundation has found that only 40% of people can recite about five commandments.
還有呢,那裡是講道德的方面, 那教我怎樣祈禱呢? 主禱文有多少個識念的?
How many of you can recite the Lord's Prayer?
最多人懂主禱文了 那裡就教我們怎樣跟神來往 怎樣每天的祈禱原則在哪裡
will tell us the basic principles to how to pray to our Lord
真理勇士第二個裝備是什麼呢? 學習每天與主同行 有一個秘訣的
The second thing to be a warrior in truth is to learn how to walk with Jesus
就是你快樂的時候 你要讚美神
You have to praise God when you are happy
在困難的時候你尋求神
You have to seek God in your difficult times
在安靜的時候你敬拜神
And to worship God in a time of meditation
在痛苦的時候你信靠神
And to trust God in a time of pain
每時每刻你要感謝神
Give thanks to God in every moment
這是真理勇士的很基本的訓練 和很基本的要求
That is the basic training and basic request for our warrior in truth
我盼望你和我都能够成为真理的勇士
I hope that you and I can be a warrior in truth
做基督的精兵
Be a soldier of God
不要做基督的堂兵
Not just
sugar soldier
Not just a
Don't be a sugar
soldier in God's army
Be a savior as a soldier
Be serious and truthful soldier.
请我低头祈祷.
Let us pray.
天父上帝, 我们感谢你.
Heavenly Father, we give you our thanksgiving.
你将你宝贵的真理摆在我们前边.
You give us your precious truth.
你的真理传到永远.
Your truth will last.
你的真理比很多黄金都宝贵.
Your truth is purer than gold.
你的真理比蜜更加甘甜
Your truth is sweeter than honey
我们有你的真理 我们有分辨力
With your truth we know the difference between good and evil
有力量去生活
We have the strength to live
有个荣耀的盼望
We have the hope in your glory
有个正确的方向做人
We have the correct direction in our life
求主帮助我们成为真理的勇士
Lord please help us to be warrior in truth
奉主耶稣圣名
In Jesus Christ's name we pray
Amen
Amen